today's gospel is one of my favorite post-resurrection accounts in Scripture. It's the road to Emmaus from the Gospel of Luke. And there's so much to reflect upon and to highlight in this gospel today. It's so rich. And there's so much good news in this gospel today, which I think is good for all of us to hear right now. I think we all need to hear some good news. I want to focus in particular on one phrase today. And that's when the disciples say, "Stay with us." The two disciples had lost faith in Jesus Christ. They were discouraged by the death of Jesus on the cross. And as they said in the gospel, they had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. They had hoped. That's the past tense. Meaning they no longer hope that he's the one to redeem Israel. They said he was a prophet, mighty indeed, but they no longer believed that he was the Messiah and the one to redeem Israel. And even when they heard the reports about the empty tomb and knew that it had been investigated and that they found it just the way the women had said, it didn't matter because they didn't believe. And as Jesus began to speak with them, he started to explain the scriptures. He goes through the Old Testament and he interprets it, showing the disciples what the Old Testament has to say about the Messiah, how it points to our Lord. And as he's doing this, their hearts began to burn within them. So I think a good question for us to ask is, what was so powerful about the scriptures that set their hearts on fire? Maybe it was that they were seeing how God had been working through history in so many ways to prepare the world for salvation. From the very dawn of creation, through the generations of patriarchs and prophets, how again and again God had intervened and was watching over his people and was bringing them to the moment where redemption and salvation would be offered to them. Seeing how God had not abandoned his people, but was faithful to them and true to his promises. Or maybe it was coming to see and to understand how much Jesus would sacrifice for them. That being the Messiah wasn't about worldly power and restoring a kingdom. That it was about sacrificial love. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, so that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Or maybe their hearts were burning within them because for the first time they were truly hearing Scripture with faith, understanding that Jesus didn't fail in his mission, but that he gained something beyond the expectations of the disciples, that he won for them eternal life. And that the enemy that he conquered wasn't the Romans, that it was the kingdom of darkness. It was Satan himself, and that Jesus Christ had opened the way to eternal life. And as their hearts were set on fire, burning within them, they say perhaps one of the most important and powerful things that they could have said at that moment. They said, "Stay with us." And this is perhaps one of the most important things that any one of us can say, to invite Jesus into our lives, to come to the point where our hearts are burning with desire for Jesus Christ, and we say to him, "Stay with us." And that's the point in the gospel where Jesus takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. What's going on here? Well, the last time we heard Jesus take bread, bless it, break it, and give it to them was at the Last Supper. Jesus is celebrating Mass here for the first time after the resurrection because the disciples were ready to receive the Eucharist. Their hearts were on fire and burning with desire, and they had faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's the disposition that Jesus wanted in their hearts, and that's when he comes to them in the Eucharist. And he vanishes from their sight because he will stay with them in the Eucharist. He was teaching them to find the presence of the risen Lord with faith and in the Eucharist. Whether we're making an act of spiritual communion today, and as we look forward to the day when we're able to receive the Eucharist, when public masses resume, that's how each one of us should approach the Eucharist. With our hearts burning with desire, a desire for Jesus to stay with us, to receive our Lord with faith. And when it comes to the Eucharist, that's a gift that we shouldn't take for granted. Our Lord has given us an incredible gift in the Eucharist. And we should look forward to those precious moments right after we receive Jesus, when he's present within us, when He is in us and we are in Him. Those moments are sacred. Those moments are beautiful and are powerful. And we should look forward with great anticipation to the ability to receive the Eucharist. And perhaps one of the great blessings in disguise that's going to come from this whole stay-at-home order and the shutdown is a whole renewed fervent desire for people to receive the Eucharist. So I encourage each one of us to meditate on today's gospel and to pray for the grace to speak those simple words with the same desire that the two disciples on the road to Emmaus spoke them with. To prepare ourselves to receive the Eucharist in this life and to see Jesus in the next with those simple words, "Stay with us." What a beautiful way for us to prepare to receive the Eucharist or to prepare to make an act of spiritual communion, to open our hearts and to desire Jesus Christ above anything else, above all other things, and to say to Jesus today, "Stay with us. Stay within me. Stay in my heart and in my soul."